Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half hour radio program, Technology Withstanding. And that's all about connecting you, the listeners, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, Ashley and myself, the entire team, entire board, not media and or radio show professionals. And I think that's very clear. But what we focus on, what we prioritize for St. Lucie County is we work on five priorities. And those priorities are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on them, what we do is we track about 21 community indicators that are kind of grouped into those five priorities. And then we develop, fund, and make available programs to address those five priorities. And it's important to know that those programs are available to all children and families in St. Lucie County.
And I'm glad that you said that. I think sometimes we do leave that part out, that those programs are available to all families in St. Lucie County. And that's really, I think, a big point of pride for us, that we try to make those programs available to anyone and everyone. And we use this radio show to talk about those programs and other community partners. But it's really just a great way to stay connected and learn about the resources and the programs that are available, so that maybe it's not your family that's looking for something in particular or that needs help right now, but maybe you can be that hero. You can be that connection to someone else who is looking for a resource for their family, for their children. And you can say, hey, you know what? I was listening to this awesome radio show and I heard this program that Ashley and Sean were talking about, and this might be really helpful to you. And that's really all we want. We want everybody to learn about the programs and resources and be able to share them with the community.
A connected community is a well-resourced and good community, right?
That's right.
So we bring on our funded programs on here. We also bring on community partners. That's a little foreshadowing to our guests that we're going to be interviewing. But if you're like, Sean, Ashley, this is great. You have me hooked. I need to know right away. I don't have time to listen to all your radio programs and all your gaffes and all your mistakes. You can easily jump on our website, which is, we love our acronym. So it's the acronym for Children's Services Council of St. Lucie. So CSCSLC.org. Again, www.CSCSLC.org. You can learn about all of our funded programs in those five priority areas. Or if you want to get creative, you want to get fancy, you want to be a little bit entertained above the show, you can follow us on social media. And the social media is really just, you know, we've been working on our TikTok dances, but we're not quite ready to unveil that yet. So we are primarily on Facebook, which is where all of us older people hang out for social media. And then for the 30-ish, we are also on Instagram. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County on Facebook or St. Lucie CSC on Instagram. And you can follow us on there. We post nearly every day, either inspirational messages, information about a resource, or activities that are happening in our community.
There have actually, I feel like there's been a lot of activities happening lately. Like, you've been a lot of places, Don and Sandy have been a lot of places.
You've been to a few places too. Don't leave yourself out.
I know. I feel like there's a lot happening right now, and we've been very busy attending events. Lots of fun stuff happening in our community.
You cross media platforms and did another podcast, which, you know, better not get better ratings than our podcast. And then John, as bookman, has been everywhere book related. And I took one for the team by reluctantly joining a wing eating contest for Project Lift's Lumberjack Fest, which I'm proud to say that I ate 20 wings.
Well. You did very well. I was impressed.
Yeah, I learned a lesson there, and I'm going to compete. I want to do it next year because, you know me, I'm competitive, right? I finished out of the trophies by one spot. Very frustrating with that. But I learned something. So I'm eating. I'm sitting next to Sean Kyle, who finished second. And I'm like on my second or third wing, You have 5 minutes to eat as many wings as you can. I was eating my second, third wing, just like chewing, and they're like mowing them down. And he's like, switch to the flats. So once I switched to the flats, I was off. I almost caught him.
Yeah, I can see that. What a strategy. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? I told everyone going in, they're like, how many are you going to eat? I'm like, three. Because I'm just like, I'm not doing this. But competition, I got up to 20, which wasn't bad. But no, we try to be everywhere. One, to support our community. We sponsor a lot of events. So we want to obviously have a presence. But honestly, we're part of the community. So we want to be where the action is, right?
That's right. I was just going to say that also means that Facebook is a good place to stay in touch with what is happening, because we try to tell you when those events are coming up, especially the ones that we're involved in. So definitely stay tuned to our Facebook page if you are looking for things to do with your family, because we share those also.
I posted pictures on our Children's Services Council Facebook page, yeah. Live at that event, trying to, do my, we've talked about this, right? trying to stay up. But if you'll notice, I did not post any pictures where I had wing sauce smeared all over my face. ironically,
I got a video of that. I have some footage.
Okay. So it was funny because afterwards, they don't give you a paper towel while you're doing it. I'm like, I'm a little bit like, I can't stand that feeling. But then afterwards, I thought I wiped my face clean. And then I'm talking to Sean. He's like, hey, you got some wing sauce under your eyes. I'm like, good Lord.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
All right.
You did a great job.
We will not be in the competitive eating process or whatever, but we do have a great guest that's, we're talking about food. It's sort of related. I guess it's kind of a segue.
That's a good segue. Really, he's a great partner, a longtime friend of ours. He's been with a couple different organizations in our community, but I think I can speak for both of us when I say, since he has been over at United Against Poverty, just an incredible resource for our community. Again, a great partner of ours, tries to get to all of our funded program partners as well, and is doing a lot of networking in the community. So we're really excited. We've got Sean Howell with us today from United Against Poverty, which I feel like most of our listeners are probably familiar with, or at least have driven by and been like, hey, what is that building there with the up on it? But Sean, kind of give us a little bit of background about, how you guys got started here and what you're doing now, because some things have changed recently. There's some new things going on.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Thank you all for having me. So here at the Up Center, a lot of changes in the last few years. Really starting to focus on all of St. Lucie County, really getting out there more to other local nonprofits that serve anywhere from youth, adults to seniors, and also being able to really get the word out of truly what we do. Even myself, I heard you mention that we drive by it. I used to wonder the same thing sometimes back in the day, but we are located on the corner of 25th in Orange, bright blue building out there. And but what we've been able to really do is our member share grocery program, and that's what United Against Poverty was started on, being able to give individuals of lower income the possibility to still get a variety of selection of their groceries and household items for a discounted cost. And with that, it's 200% or below the federal poverty level. And that changes every year, and it also depends on how many people are in your household. When it was 2023, a single individual was $29,154. If you were a family of four, it was $60,000. And with the, the United Way's Alice report, there's more families that qualify. So our grocery program really is a prevention program. We're all one household or crisis away from being able to not choose, whether it's medications, childcare, but being able to put food on the table. In 2023, we served just under 12,000 households. Now, out of all those households, that's just over 37,000 people in the area. We've been able to help get affordable groceries. And out of that was actually 12,000 kids at home, too. So we know that there's kids getting food each night as their parents or their grandparents, guardians are able to take care of them and put food on the table. So we're very excited as those numbers continue to grow. We know inflation and grocery prices are really going higher right now. It's been a struggle on us as well. We do have to, I will be honest, up our prices just a little bit. But our goal is to still stay anywhere about 30% cheaper than what you would see at some of the other retail stores. That way you're able to put that money back in. In 2023, all of our members were able to obtain over $4.6 million to put back to other needs in the household. So we're very happy with that number to be able to say that money was used for medications, to pay rent, to pay mortgage, to pay the utilities, to get other household items, clothes, all of those services. So our member share grocery program is our main helping hand. Also, any nonprofit automatically qualifies. All they need to do is come in, fill out a little bit of paperwork. That way they can get the stuff they need for their programs as well. Also, any teacher within St. Lucie County, I will automatically qualify them, whether they meet individual needs or not. I believe that teachers put in so much work and so much of their own time and money for their classes that I want to make sure that they're able to come here and get some of the discounted products that we have to make sure that those kids have that as well.
You know, that's a lot of information and it's quite, that's quite remarkable. The $1 million, you know, based on the cost savings that it's able to kind of go back into the pocket or not come out of the pocket, I should say, of so many families. But, you know, the teacher thing really speaks to me. My wife's a teacher and I can't tell you how many times or not every time we go to the grocery store, there's always one bag of groceries that she brings to the classroom for kids that, you know, don't have a lunch or need a snack or something. So I think that's a great initiative, Sean. And we definitely need to let all of our nonprofits, Ashley, our nonprofits and the teachers know. And we do this radio program's a television show on the St. Louis County School Board channel. I think next time, Ashley, when we do that show, we need to mention that in our opening.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think you're right, Sean. I think it's my mom was a teacher for 37 years in St. Lucie County. So I know what happened when we went to the grocery store too. And the same thing, you know, the amount of things that they sacrifice so that they can make sure that the kids in their classroom are taken care of. That's not, you know, that's across the board, I feel like. And so I think awesome that you're doing what you can to help them out. And I think, you know, in general, the member share grocery program is probably the thing that our community recognizes the most about United Against Poverty at the UP Center, but that's not all that you guys do. And so before we kind of get into some of the other stuff, I just want you to touch on if someone thinks that they might qualify or if someone is, you know, knows somebody that they want to bring by there and say, hey, you know, this could work for you. What do they need to have in place before they call, or can they just stop by? What's the best way for them to get connected?
So if you go to our website, which is upslc.org, you can find our membership application, print that out, and bring it in. All they need is a form of ID to register. That's just a driver's license. Sometimes it's a passport. We get you in our system. If you're not if you're unsure, just pop in, come in, ask the questions and see. If you're close to, you know, the federal poverty guidelines, if you're $200 over, we're still going to qualify you. We know times are tough. We're here to help the community. So if you know anyone that's struggling, you know, just being able to just get the additional groceries that they need, pop in. I will be honest, we don't have everything every time. But we get a lot of things that come in, and these items are, it's the same that you're going to see at Walmart, Publix, and all that. There's canned goods, there's healthy choice items. We have freezer goods, coolers. We even have the household items if you need some of your, Finneman products and all that. So we have a variety of things that are very well, priced, to make sure that, you know, you're able to save and have those additional funds to use elsewhere.
That's great. And Ashley, you've been there before, right, Ash?
I have. Yeah. I love that it's set up like a grocery store. That's
exactly
what it looks like.
Exactly. You know, and I'm gonna have to tell my wife about this. I will tell you, this is just a side note. Every time she goes and she gets stuff for her kids, it's always the fun stuff, right? Like, I'm like, why do we got to give these to your kids? Like, I also want a fruit roll up. Anyway, I digress. All right. So obviously the membership grocery, and it's not unlike when you say membership, it's not unlike filling an application, brief application. And I like that you're flexible. Like if you want to join Sam's Club or BJ's or Costco. Right. So do they actually get an ID that they show then when they come in?
So what you actually get is just your driver's license. So when you go to our register to check out, all you do is they just scan the back of your driver's license or ID, and that's how it checks you in our system, and you're able to, you know, purchase your product right there. We take cash, credit, EBT. We even partnered with Florida Blue with their rewards program. So their credit card is now eligible to be used here as well. It's, you know, you go to the aisles and cashier's register just like you would go into any other store. We actually have people there. We're not automated yet, so.
No machine with somebody checking the receipts as they walk out the door. That's hilarious. All right. So let's talk about some of your other resources, because you're not just, as Ashley mentioned, you're not just the grocery store.
So no, the next program that came along with UP is our crisis stabilization. The original founders wanted to realize what was the cause of hunger and not having the affordability to get groceries. So our crisis stabilization program really helps break down those barriers. What you're able to do is come in, meet with our crisis navigator, and what we'll do is itemize, unfortunately, some of the barriers or crisis that you're in. We'll sit there and help you walk through to say, okay, these are the things that we need to take care of first before we can take care of these other things. Maybe that is homelessness. Maybe it's additional food insecurities, to where we do have an emergency food pantry, to where we can help at least 3 days of food to try and keep someone on their feet. Maybe they've just moved here and they need help getting connected with local childcare and other resources. We've worked with, in the last 2 years, over, I think, 80 community partners within the Treasure Coast, with all four of the counties, to be able to make sure that we have the resources needed. We don't have the funds per se, but we know what organizations do, and we'll help you make sure that you qualify and have all the documentation needed. That way, when you go in there the first time, you're not sent back out. It's already hard enough sometimes to walk into a facility and you don't know where to go. With this, you're able to really have everything in place. You're going to have everything ready, and then your chances of getting successful resource is a lot higher than being turned away and having to start the process over. We've seen over 309 households in 2023 providing just under 2,500 services out in the community. And that is a lot of help that one person does, but we're very proud of what our crisis navigator has done, as her main goal is really getting out there in the community, knowing who these people are and what community partners are out there and where to send you for the help that is needed. So crisis has been around for quite a while, and we're not going anywhere. And you don't have to qualify as well for this. This is another free program that we offer to be able to see what it is you need help with and how we can make the right referral for you.
That's awesome.
And do that crisis person, because I can imagine, because you could probably have a lot of traffic through the grocery store, right? I mean, just your sheer numbers alone that you reported. So, I mean, technically they could come in and, I mean, or could they come in, like if they're in a crisis, or, you know, by the way, I have some questions about resources. Is that person there in the store?
Yeah. So we have the Life Enrichment Center, which is just right off to the right when you walk in. We actually have quite a bit of literature of our community partners that they would be able to grab. If there's a lot of need or barriers that an individual or a family has, we'll schedule a resource visit with them. Usually it's about 2 or 3 days after, unless we have some time to do a quick walk-in. And then we usually sit down and we'll go over all the needs, everything that they have going on. And usually it's about 2 or 3 visits once we get them in there with some case management. And we could be in there for anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half with that individual or family. getting them their barriers lined up to see how to tackle each one of those issues.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, really cool.
And it's really creating kind of like a hub. I mean, 25th and Orange is a great location, but it's really kind of creating a hub resource for almost all family needs, right? Go for the food, but go, you know, also come for all the enrichment and all the connection to resources, which, you know, Ashley, because that's the whole point of the show. That's an obstacle we have in this community, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So Sean, that's two things that we've talked about, but wait, there's more.
The last one is our Success Train and Employment Program. This has been around since 2018. Had a very good start, and then unfortunately some kind of pandemic happened, and it changed and altered how the workforce does their work now. As we can see, Zoom interviews and a lot of things. But our Success Train and Employment Program, which we call STEP, is a four-week program which allows individuals to come in. Again, it's free. And we do emotional intelligence and job acquisition work skills. And what that means is we really break down what it's like to deal with coworkers, a boss, clients, and how to deal with individuals daily. Because not everyone do you meet is always going to be pleasant to work with, work for, and making sure that you have a good work-life balance. And making sure that your own mental health is taken care of at the same time. The other half is the hard skills, which we'll do resume writing, mock interviews, seeing what skill sets or transferable skills that you have that you've done in your career, and being able to see what is the best fit for you. Also within that program is once you have completed graduation, we start working with you to help find employment, whether that's where we partner with CareerSource and getting you over there to work with them to find a job, or being able to stay with us and go from there. Our clients do the interviews and the applications themselves. We help walk them through it, but it's them that do the work. That way they're more confident and ready for that interview when they get it. Last year we graduated 62 people from the program. Actually, I quote me on that, 64. We graduated 64 from the program, and 34 of them actually have found employment within 2023. And we're already off. I think in 2024, we've already got three people employed already that graduated in our last cohort. And these are jobs anywhere from first-time people that are looking for jobs, whether it's like Dunkin' Donuts, maybe working at the FedEx, or other individuals that have found jobs at like Natalie's, the Porch Factory, that really have some skills and can really use those skills in the trade industries as well. But the one of the greatest things is once you get that employment, we give you a success coach. They stay with you to continue to work with any of your barriers that may happen. You know, instead of trying to leave work because you need childcare, we know there's quite a few childcare organizations to send them to. You get a flat tire, you know, if you can still get to work, our crisis team will step in and help make some phone calls to try and get a tow truck to get your car done. We've actually done that twice in the last year. So our goal is to try and find ways to where you can still learn to communicate positively with work, because life still happens, and being able to go, not to lose your job, unfortunately, where we see a lot of individuals that could have two or three jobs in a year. Our goal is to try and keep that individual back into that company for a year. Our 1 year retention is 6, and we just started tracking this year alone. So we're very proud to say 6 individuals are still employed with the same company. We have quite a few actually that will be coming up on their 1 year this year. So it's very exciting what's been started from past leadership and seeing where it is now. And the growth that this company has had here in St. Lucie County in the last 2 and 3 years.
And I think that's great that you stay with them, right? Because, you know, doing the resume and learning all the skills, but then once you get the job, you're like, oh, holy cow. Like now it's real. Now I got to implement all this stuff. And sometimes, you know, the day to day, you may forget all those skills. So I think that's kind of like your secret sauce, is that you stay with them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the employer appreciates that as well.
Yes, there are quite a few HR departments that are very appreciative of that. And what we do is we just find ways to continue to track. Our goal is to end poverty, of course. But it doesn't happen overnight. It is a cycle that needs to be broken. So we have financial institutes that come in, certain banks that will come in and teach how to do credit repair, how to budget, how to start saving money for a house. So we offer all kinds of different services within our crisis and our STEP program that, again, are all free to be able to just help the community at large. Our goal is to really start getting out there more and speaking to more individuals and organizations on how we can help. You could have a great paying job, but have a family of seven and you would qualify for our program because of how the guidelines go. And it's, right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's an opportunity to take advantage, to just help out. And that's what we're here to do, is try and help, and prevent anyone from falling further into any kind of barriers that they may have.
And John, I know we've got a couple of minutes left, and I know you've given out your website, which is upslc.org. And obviously you're located on the corner of 25th and Orange. Can't miss the building. But can people call, like if they, you know, want to learn more or make an appointment, can they give you a call?
Of course. They can always give us a quick call. Our main extension is 772-468-8543. That takes them right to our welcome desk. And they would be able to ask the questions that they need, and they'll get pointed in the right direction, whether it's right to our MSGP, our crisis program, or our STEP program. Our front desk is able to take that on. And our grocery program is open 7 days a week. So we understand that sometimes that it's hard to get here during the week. We are open Saturdays and Sundays for our grocery program. But we do have individuals at the front that can help do referrals or intakes. And get appointments scheduled on the weekends as well for the week.
That's great. So we've got a couple of minutes left. Obviously, you know, all this is done. You're a nonprofit organization. Anybody that's ever worked with a nonprofit or been on a board knows that fundraising and awareness is part of that responsibility. And so you have an event coming up.
We do. We have our fifth annual Fool's Day 5K, which will be held on March 30th, which is a Saturday at Causeway Cove Marina in Fort Pierce. This is a fun event, as it is a 5K that runs along the water and a little bit down down to the jetty area. It's a beautiful run in the morning. If anyone's done it before, sign-up registration is available. We're still looking for sponsorship, so if there's any businesses that want to get their name out there, they're more than welcome to reach out to sign up. Normally, we see about anywhere from about 200 people that morning, but it's a fun run. It is a Fool's Day, so we have some fun with it, with some balloons. Chili string and water. If you don't want us to hit you, we won't do it. But it's just fun to get out there and do certain things for the runner. It is a timed race, so it does count for some of those competitive runners that need their chip times. We do have all that as well. But if you're looking to sign up, you can actually go to foolsday5k.org and register or look for sponsorship opportunities for that event as well.
So let me go the reverse. If you're not a serious runner, can you walk most of it?
You definitely can. It does not go over the bridge. So a lot of families can come out and do their strollers, their dogs. So it runs underneath the bridge and along the park by the aquarium over there and a little bit down Seaway Drive. So if you're looking just to come out with your family and walk and have a fun morning, you're more than welcome to sign up for that as well. All proceeds go right back into all of our programs, which keep all of our programs free to our community.
That's awesome. Ashley, it's been a minute since you ran or walked a 5K, right? I remember we used to do it, remember?
Yeah. Remember back when I was young and I used to do those things?
Yeah. I learned quickly. Running and knees don't always go together on a 5K. So that's why I was asking about the walking part.
I tell everyone I run a 5K. I just don't tell you what part I run it.
That's right. My mind. I run it in my mind. All right. We're about out of time, or we are out of time. Sean, give us all your contact information, your website, your phone number, location, all that stuff for the grocery, for the step, for the crisis, to learn about the 5K, all that we just talked about.
So we are, again, United Against Poverty, better known as the UP Center. We are on 2520 Orange Avenue, right on the corner of 25th and Orange. Can't miss the big blue building. You can go to upslc.org to get all of our program and member share grocery information. You can also call us at 772 468-8543. That covers everything that UP does. And if you're interested in our 5K, it's foolsday5k.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. And thank you and your entire team for all that you do. We greatly appreciate it. And as Ashley led on the intro, we've known UP a long time, but I think with your leadership, I think we're starting to see even more of a positive impact and direction. And we greatly appreciate you and like I said, your entire team.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're out of time, which means we got to stop talking. So I'm going to remind you that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you happen to miss it, do not fear, do not fret. Just download the podcast version, pull up your podcast app, even for iPhones, look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and it'll appear right there because we are grateful for every listen as we share and spread information that's available to all families in St. Lucie County. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.